It's retribution for guys like this. Sergeant First Class Brian Mancini, dead at the hands of Iranian past his injuries. Sergeant William J. Brooks, Corporal Bishop, Robert Sidham. All these guys that are have died at the hands of the Iranians in this current regime, and some to the Quds Force, and Soleimani at his hands. So for us, it's retribution.
So given the opportunity to take him out and prevent further attacks against men and women like that, how do you not take it?
Oh, look, Martha, I'm the only candidate running for president who's actually served in uniform in Iraq during the height of the war. I understand very clearly both what happened and the situation, the challenges that we are dealing with there now. But here's the key, that as commander-in-chief, the commander-in-chief should not be making decisions based on who is a bad guy or even who has blood on their hands. The commander-in-chief needs to make a decision about what is in the best national security interests of our country. And I just gave you the two biggest examples of how Trump's decision has undermined our national security and made the American people less safe. That is at the crux of what is wrong with the decision that Donald Trump made and why it's so critical that we have a commander-in-chief who has experience and understanding in both foreign policy and our national security to make and with the foresight to see what the consequences of those decisions will be. This is why I'm running for president, to bring the experience that I have to fulfill that responsibility and to serve as commander-in-chief.
Everybody respects your service and your ability to discuss it from your own perspective, from your experiences there as well. I just want to play this. This is a soundbite from the Hezbollah leader, Nasrallah, threatening Americans and warning U.S. forces.
When the American soldiers and officers' coffins start moving to the United States, as they came vertically, they will go back horizontally. Then Trump and his administration will recognize that they really lost the region and they will lose the elections.
Interpret that threat for us, you know, in practical terms. What do you expect to happen now?
Look, it's hard to say with specifics, but I think that this statement is further affirmation of how this step that Trump took is a serious escalation of this war that further puts the American people and our troops in the region at risk. This is why I am calling for our troops to get out of Iraq and Syria now, because the longer that they stay there, the more likely it is that we will find ourselves entrenched into another endless quagmire of a war with no one able to define what does winning look like, what does victory look like, what are we actually trying to accomplish, and how does it actually serve the best interests of our people and of our safety and security.
Congresswoman Gabbard, thank you very much. Good to speak with you tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Martha.